This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun and a shining world, but there in some people world, it never shine at all.
Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Athletics Association, the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Printmasters.
We can praise God. Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
You got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, June 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. A wet Wednesday, a wet hump day, but hey, we're going to get over the hump together without slipping down either, all right? It is an open line Wednesday, so you know how to chime in. Phone lines in New Providence are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk, all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let's check out the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads.
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
As I check out the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison since 1844, here is what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. PLP ready for battle. Prime Minister, we must get our branches together. But hold on, is that not like full election mode right there? Is that not the sound? That don't sound like city season is started? Wow. Could there be truth to the rumblings and the rumors that there might be that early election in 2025 instead of 2026? Picture paints a thousand words, boy, I tell you. Well, you know, we opening up the lines today. We'll be checking out the buzz by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. So let me know what you're buzzing on, if this has hit your radar. Eleuthera water woes linger. Less than a day after repairs were made to remedy a water crisis impacting central Eleuthera, another equipment failure led to more outages. In a statement yesterday, the Water and Sewage Corporation said it was arranging for a barge to deliver water to the island to help with the situation until water production can resume. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Look like I got an out of day for Eleuthera, hey, Mr. Producer. Like Monday's Abaco, Tuesday Grand Bahama, Wednesday maybe Eleuthera. Let me see what my correspondent in Eleuthera could be. They could chime in with me and MJ on a Wednesday. Thompson, fewer people employed than 5 years ago. But yet statistics say people are happy. People are satisfied. They're not concerned. They feel they'll get a job. Tourism official expresses concern following report of missing woman. That continues to make headlines, both locally and internationally. And that's just some of the headlines making page, you know, blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. We're going to open up the lines. We're going to talk about this and more on the flip side of the break. And I need somebody to break down in depth and more, you know, the Maritime Revenue Enhancement Task Force. Guns and everything. I want to know what's up with that. Anybody experienced these individuals yet? That and more we're going to talk about as we open up the lines on Open Line Wednesday right here as the Wednesday, June 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Are you tired of the hustle and bustle of city life, yearning for a relaxing getaway without the headaches of international travel? Well, we've got just the thing for you. Escape to paradise without leaving home with our limited time to fly free offer for Bahamas residents. Whether you're craving adventure, seeking to reconnect with your roots, or simply yearning to unwind in secluded shores, the Family Islands has something for everyone. But you better act fast, because this incredible two fly free offer is only available until June 30th. Don't let this opportunity slip away. So why wait? Book your trip today. Escape the ordinary, discover the extraordinary, and experience the magic of the Family Islands. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information and start planning your ultimate island getaway today. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus 1 together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy 2 adults and 3 children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus 1. Restrictions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads. And, you know, she was supposed to be, I was supposed to announce it, but I don't know with the weather, you know, if she might have been tied up enough. But she's here. Got my good friend, Tenille Burrows, Tada, in studio, founder of Rise, doing big things. You know, the big head of the hummingbirds, you know what I mean? I ain't forgetting that, boy. We rolling with them hummingbirds now. I like that.
Hummingbirds united in your belly, boy.
I won't be the trash or the crotto, you know what I mean? Because I like the crotto, you know? Just pop on in like Brandon Lee every now and again. But, you know, I know you've been doing big things. I know you had yesterday, you had a protest, or a small protest.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think you went for the big thing. I think you wanted to be impactful and get the message out. But obviously, you know, you've been the champion of this cause for a while. And I always say there's two ends of the spectrum that we neglect. And that's the young and the old. Mm. And I want to focus on the young today with you. Because recently there's been a spate of a lot of incidences with involving kids. And I think there's an 87% increase in incidents against kids.
So the Minister of Social Services in April released a report that showed that in the year 2023, there was an 87% increase of reported child abuse cases over the year 2022. So I didn't really go into the details and look and see how much was neglect, how much was incest, sexual abuse, physical, emotional abuse. I just realized that, you know, at that point, that 87% increase indicated it was go time to offer viable alternatives.
But do you know how, that's a huge number. You know what an 87% increase is?
Yeah.
Not 8.7.
No.
Not 87%.
But I'm still waiting to see any of the member of parliament from across the divide have a comment, have a suggestion, table a bill in parliament, or do something to address this issue. So I guess just based on that lack of response, I have to summate that they just don't care.
Obviously, because, I mean, you've been at this For how long now, Jada?
15 years.
And this has been your cause for 15 years?
Well, I would venture to say that it's the cause of all childhood survivors who are adults now who suffered sexual abuse or emotional or physical abuse or neglect. The Bahamas just isn't such that people are comfortable being the ones in the forefront. There are a lot of people in the background who reach out and say, keep doing what you're doing. I'm a survivor.
But is that what ties to what we've talked about here on the show, me and you, before, that it's become, and I hate to say it, it's become interwoven in the fabric of Bahamian. It's become part of who we are. I mean, we've turned a blind eye for so long. That's just how it is. It's become unacceptable, even though it's not.
Right. When you look at last week, a case having been tried in courts where a man who raped a child repeatedly got a 2-year sentence, that's what caused me to actually go back and listen carefully to what Wayne Monroe said in 2022. So clearly he has set the precedent to ensure that the bar is very low as it relates to protecting girls and boys. And I am here to counteract that. There's a new sheriff in town, and he needs to be arrested immediately for the false statements that he made, for the misleading statements that he made, and for the detrimental statements that he made. If your girl or boy was raped by someone and the case went to trial and the man pleaded guilty and got a 4-year sentence and the Minister of National Security came and told the perpetrator who raped your child, man, you could have gotten a lower sentence than that.
For a long time, I felt that the Minister of National Security continues to leave that defense attorney KC hat on for all to see. And I'm not taking anything away from him. He's a brilliant individual, but...
No, he's not.
I think it's part of the plan.
Can I say jackass? That's
your quote. That's your comment.
Listen, I'm tired of y'all prettying this up because the man has a law degree in a law firm, and he's a KC.
Hold on.
He's not a brilliant man.
Hold on, let me finish.
He's crafty.
He's brilliant enough in this sense to know that I'm not going to close any loopholes in my capacity right now because it could be bad for business when I come out in 5 years.
What is his agenda?
Minister of National Security forever.
What is his agenda? Set himself up.
Well, obviously,
because the firm's still making money. People still going to court. So, yeah, okay.
If I mentioned to you, hey, I could have got you off in 2 instead of 4, you're going to listen, hey?
Yeah.
It's a grand platform to do your advertising, to do your marketing for future.
But out of every possible perpetrator you choose to advocate for and coach a man who raped a child, let's let that linger for a second.
The first time that he's offered advice for, you know, where there's loopholes where people can get off.
These ain't people. These people who are raping children. If he was just giving advice to somebody who robbed a bank, somebody who stole a can of tuna out of the store, okay, cool. You are giving free, unsolicited advice. Nobody asked him for his advice.
Correct.
So who are you working for? The people of the Bahamas, the children of the Bahamas, or are you working for the rapists? The child rapist at that, not even just a regular rapist.
There again, it ties back to which hat is he wearing. He needs to put on a hat.
It ain't about no hat. What is his agenda? Why is he targeting children of the Bahamas and ensuring that their justice is not served? I want to know what that is all about. So when he gets arrested, y'all need to question him very, very intensely.
But I see that, let me check the text lines real quick, because it's already blowing up. Naughty people, great show as usual. Naughty question. That's a BPL question. I get right back to that. Y'all still caught up on those headlines, eh? The Minister of National Security gives me suspect vibes continuously.
He don't give you suspect vibes. The man blatantly tried to convince the Bahamian people and the international world at large through his media statements that he stood by. And he said at the beginning of that 15-minute interview, I stand by what I said. He said he advised a man that raped and got a 14-year-old girl pregnant, asserting that the 4-year sentence could have been lower. He advised him that he should not have necessarily taken the plea deal because the girl most likely would not give testimony in court. She would be obstinate, is what he said. I take offense to that.
Why would somebody who's been victimized not speak up for their rights?
A child does not necessarily want to go to court in person and face the person that raped them or molested them or abused them. They are a child. So they should automatically be granted video in evidence.
That statement should be taken some way in order to be submitted, even if not
remotely,
in person.
Remotely, not in person. They should mandate that children do not have to appear in court with their...
But they still should have a right to say that something wrong was done to me, right? They still should have a right to express themselves as to the wrong that was done to them, correct?
Yes, but if they're 5 years old, what are you going to do? If you were 5 years old, I was 5 years old, I never told my parents anything. But you would have expect me to go sit up there on a what you call the thing, in the box, and look at the man who sexually assaulted me at 5 years old and say, yes, he did this, he did that, and not burst out crying?
So let me ask you this. Would it be appropriate, or do you think it's time that maybe we had a town hall with the Minister of National Security to ask some questions?
He needs to be arrested. I sent it to the Commissioner of Police already, and they cannot discredit what I'm saying. I cannot be arrested for libel because everything that I'm asserting as to what he said is on the record. He did an interview. He stood by what he said, and I'm telling you what he said. The man who raped the 14-year-old girl and impregnated her, he suggested to him that he should not have taken a plea deal and gotten a 4-year sentence because it could have been higher. One, because the girl likely was going to be obstinate and not show up to court to give evidence. And two, because there was no DNA or physical evidence in the case. Now, Naughty, you have common sense, right?
Yep.
How can you not have physical DNA evidence in a case where there's a child born from the rape?
That was going to be my next question. Even if it was said, okay, you could take 2 years instead of 4, right? My question is, if there was a child involved in this with the birth, wouldn't it then allow DNA and so on and so forth to actually see?
Yes. So what needs to happen is there needs to be legislated that any time a child or anybody who is a victim of rape is impregnated by rapists, there should not be an opportunity to have a plea deal because we have physical evidence, clearly.
All right. Question off the tax lines. All right. To the extent of this had to be done over and repeatedly. Was this not a case of them having relations?
There is no such thing as having relations when a child is not able to consent. Children under the age of 16 do not have the mental or emotional capacity by law to consent to having sex. So whether they allowed themselves to have sex with a man or not, or a woman or not, it is not legally standing. So,
and that's
also
considered indecent sexual assault, correct?
There are three different categories. When a man rapes a woman forcefully, an adult woman, it's called rape. When someone rapes a child who is around the age of 14 or 15, it's called statutory rape, whether the child allowed it or not. When they are under the age of 14, it's called unlawful sexual intercourse. I don't know why the definition keeps getting prettier and prettier and prettier the younger you go, because all of it is rape. And do you understand what type of sentence rape can, maximum sentence for rape? Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is?
I don't plan on raping nobody, and I know rapists, so that didn't really cross my mind. But, you know, I know what it is. Not too much Jack Daniels, 48 hours.
The maximum penalty on the books for any form of rape, whether unlawful sexual encounters with children or statutory rape or rape by force, all carry up to a life sentence. So when you're talking about 2 years, when you're talking about 4 years for raping children, unless y'all want some serious people taking stuff into matters into their own hand, y'all better get it straight. And what needs to happen is the law needs to state that automatically if someone rapes a child, they get a life sentence. No plea deal, nothing.
I think that we do need to close the loopholes that exist in our legal system right now that allow for offenders to get a slap on the wrist compared to elsewhere in the world. I feel that we need a Minister of National Security and an Attorney General who takes this into heart, especially if they're lawyers in their regular professions.
They should not be lawyers.
No better, do better.
They should be champions and freedom fighters and activists. They should not be lawyers. And the Prime Minister should not be a lawyer again, because y'all ain't making no sense.
Who's that? The Prime Minister or lawyers? Because you said you are just now, so I
The crime ministers should not exist. You cannot work for us and protect our interests and protect our personhood and still be benefiting when crimes are tried in court and your law firm makes that money. You should be excluded from the post of not Minister of National Security and Prime Minister.
I think a lot, that's a general consensus for a lot of people, because a lot of people have brought up the same issue that Mr. Monroe has too many hats that are in conflict of each other.
He has a joker's hat. That's what he has.
Easy now. Hold on. Stop.
I already called him a jackass. Joker's. Yeah, well,
Don't insult those jokers like that who make money off jokers.
Joker's wild.
To wear a hat and see, hold on. When you had the court joker, we used to be next to the king, telling him, look, they're about to take your head off if you don't do better. I'm the one telling you, you don't have on clothes while you walk out naked. I'm telling you, you naked. They telling you your clothes look good? So don't do that to us.
Respect the jokers.
And court justice. Because we are worth.
You're right.
You know, we have the heir to the king and to the queen. So we were there for a reason.
I feel you.
If he told a good joke about you, you lived. If he told a bad joke about you, he was gone.
Well, I'm going to see what you ask him then. I got to blame you.
Don't blame me. I would you. I scratch my head with some of the decisions made. Let's go to the phone lines real quick.
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Everything good. That's the guy you haven't done?
Yeah.
I tip my hat to her. She real. She being real. You giving cushion treatment. She is being real. Okay? She ain't hiding nothing. She telling it like it is. And the youths need someone to speak up for them. And that's what she's doing. She's being real. And she don't care who she hit. Okay? And I'm down with it.
Well, thank you. Post online using the hashtag #WeWon'tRest, please.
That's right. I love it. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And you're sounding good.
Thank you, brother. Waiting for you.
All right. Yeah, sing for me, please.
Yeah, because we don't want you to sing, period. We need to come off this phone.
Let me take a break because I get a little riled up. See, about these kids here, I don't play. But when you down here, I don't play.
And I know you're passionate about it, Dada, and I know.
That's because it happened to me. If it didn't happen to me or other people who I knew and cared for and thought I was a protector as a child, I thought I was a protector for all my little family members, cousins, and everybody. So when I heard things going down, I say, when I become an adult, you know what I did? When I heard things went down, I go on home, I cry, I say, mother sick, I didn't know this was happening to other people. I say, you know what? Whoever's in charge of this world, Jesus, God the Father, Holy Spirit, the universe, whoever in charge, I don't really care. Y'all messed up big time and y'all fool around with them. And I said, I will dedicate my life. Either I could turn into a bad woman and just go to jail and mess people up, or y'all got to give me the power of MacGyver. Give me the power of Mandela. Give me the power of flipping Maya Angelou and Helen Keller, who only had the sense of hearing. No, only had the sense of
Helen Keller, man,
and scent.
She was blind, deaf, dumb.
You know how much times
I said dumb, couldn't speak.
Yeah. She wrote books. She went to university, I think. So I saw miracles happening in everyday people who led revolutions, who overcame their disabilities. And I was like, you know what? It ain't impossible. If I have enough faith and I work hard enough and I train hard enough and I be honest and open with my life, I don't have no skeletons in my closet. Y'all know everything y'all want to try to use against me. I tell y'all straight up. So at the end of the day, Bahamians, it's go time. However you decide within peaceful protest or within the peaceful revolution category to go out there and make a statement, go to the Ministry of National Security on your lunch break with your employees and pull up some signs. We won't rest. Monroe got to go. Go online, post a hashtag We Won't Rest and say what you got to say. Like, you don't remember when the young girl from C.R. Walker, her principal told her she couldn't wear her puff, her natural hair in one, in a puff, because it was unkempt. And her mother said, no way, Jose. They went on the television, they did interviews and said, we are not standing for this. We will not allow her to not have her puff. But, and you know what? Bahamian women rallied behind her and did hashtag support the puff. And the world, thousands and thousands of people were posting their natural hairstyles with hashtag support the puff. We can do the same thing for our children with hashtag we won't rest.
But let me ask you a question. And I think it ties back to being interwoven and become desensitized to it. Do you think, you know, we have to beat it a little harder to let people know it's okay to speak up? Do you still think there's some people that want to speak up, but because of all what's going on and the stereotypes and so on and so forth, that they feel they can't?
Well, we could speak up, and then we got to hear.
If you're going to do this, you want to do it with the same magnitude as the PUF movement and other movements that we've seen, you know, rallying to the cause.
We got
to
heal. Even if you're an adult who experienced sexual or child abuse, you have to heal. So the crisis center is there. Other agencies exist that do counseling. And then when you heal, get strong enough to come forward and share your story. And the more stories we share and the more commonalities we find, we bind together and become stronger as a team. That's what the slogan say, onward together. And then once we start to bind together, then we take a stand. And some of us been listening to different people's stories, you know. There are a number of advocates and activists who have told their stories. So it's now go time. Like, even if you ain't sure, even if you're scared, just do it online, hashtag we won't rest. If you are bold enough to show up like the people who did the other day to the demonstration, let's go. You can catch me on Burrows for a Better Bahamas on the Facebook page and inbox me if you want to find out, you know, how you could be a part of it, because there's so many ways to do it now. Back in the day, we ain't had this level of technology. I literally could take 2 minutes and message 1,000 people on WhatsApp. And you should know, you got your Talking Heads group with 100 people in it. But the thing is, Bahamas like to talk, though. I don't know how much good talking is due. Like
at some point, you have to talk, you have to agitate to get it out. I'm a firm believer in the squeaky wheel gets the most oil, but you can't just be a squeaky wheel. You got to have other people that carry the wheel around. Doesn't people know the wheel coming? You got to have it so that it hits multiple levels. So sometimes you do have to agitate enough and make enough noise that maybe you do need to pool like-minded individuals together and in mass peacefully go and demonstrate.
For sure. And the heartbreaking statistic is that 50% of all sexual assaults worldwide, it ain't just here, happens to girls under the age of 15 years old.
Yep.
So when people in positions of power try to use their power to, one, lie to us or mislead us, and two, facilitate and accommodate rapists of children, I have a problem with it. And I will not stand for it. And I don't know if you have a problem with it or not, but it's past time that we
have
this
problem. By and large, with incidents of violence and attacks on women and children, period, and the elderly, you know that, because I feel that we have a huge misogynistic mentality when it comes to women in this country. On one side, then you have another mentality where you got women that hate on women for what reason, I don't know, to their own detriment, that they can't advance. But then you have, you know, other layers of society where, you know, there's always an issue here and there. So we have to push through. We have to get a collective on this. It has to be like-minded individuals that say, hey, we for this.
And the guys, y'all get your, the sports groups, y'all get your leagues together. I know I played flag football at one point. Y'all get your leagues together and just do something.
So I have no problem getting the word out and being that squeaky wheel and actually taking the stance. But it has to be unified. It has to be for a cause. It has to be to get the message across. It has to be to resonate. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you can't let it go by. You have to agitate. I agree with you. Because these are children. These are our children that are being affected.
If the sports groups and the sports league say, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to hold a fundraiser for the movement. We're going to hold an exhibition games, whatever the case may be. Cool. You put it out there. Use the hashtag for the child protection movement. We won't rest. If the Rotary groups and the Kiwanis, they want to do community talks or invite social workers to come and have counseling sessions with survivors of child sexual abuse who are now adults.
Sounds like we got to call Marlon and get him involved in this too and get some discussions going.
Everybody, it's time to mobilize. Like, the nonprofit organizations and civil society groups have been out there busting away, doing their thing. Now, what can you do to rally around one cause until we see massive changes and impacts happening? Because that's the thing. Everybody is advocating for things in different arenas, and we haven't come together on one cause to say, let's keep at this until it happens. So child protection might be the first one. The implementation of local government to New Providence and the expansion of our local government on the family islands might be the second one. But if we all speak with a unified voice in tandem, and we have the hashtag localgov242 out there, so social media-wise, that's the easy one. You could just use these hashtags to start the conversation. And once those are populated, if you got thousands and thousands of people posting these things, it's a record online for eternity that this movement wasn't just isolated. It wasn't just one or two people or one or two organizations, but it was a massive group of people who had feelings about wanting to interest.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, good day, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Good day to you, Cass. This is the good hummingbird, day. Right?
Yes, yeah, sir. This is the big hummingbird right here. This is the main one.
Yeah, because I started listening just a couple of minutes ago. Did she say she called one of them a...
jackass. Wayne Monroe, he's a jackass.
Oh, I thought she was talking about the septuagenarian bonobo in the OPM office.
Calm yourself down. You always look to hop, skip, and jump across the pond and throw rock. Stay in this lane today. Stay in this lane and behave today.
But Naughty, see, you know, their issues that, see, they cold, man. And they, you know, impenitent, they obstinate, and they perfidious. The thing about it is, I know you, I never said this to you, right? You know, it was me they targeted last year on Friday the 3rd of February when they say I was calling the office and threaten him?
No.
It was me, you know. They tried to accuse me, and they answer my letter yet, and it's then been 19 months and 12 days since the 14th of November, year before last. They wouldn't let the director... You see, I picked up a letter on that day. They told me a letter was there, only an acknowledgement letter, written on, picked up on the 3rd of Friday, the 3rd of February. But why they tried to target me, they, just do these things, and they cold, they callous, you see. So, I mean, her saying that, you know what I mean, calling them name, I mean, you know, I don't know what's wrong with them, but they won't roll out everything. Someone else sent something to you earlier, said something with BPL, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we know.
Bro, we talking about child protection right now.
Yeah, man, that's why I didn't even read the BPL one, you know?
Like, seriously, we got kids being raped right now. I don't really care about what else you're talking about. Can we talk about that? Do you have anything to say about that?
With the child thing, I all about that because, you know, I mean, my baby, she can be 27, but they want us turning on them. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I was trying to tell y'all, but we could get upset, right? But we have to channel that into, like, tangible things, not just wanting to be violent and thing, because I don't be into that. No. What could you suggest? What could you and your crew do?
Hey, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody in our time was taking advantage of nobody around us who relative to us. But we all for you and what you're saying. So you could continue, and whatever support you need is forthcoming. And you doing a good thing, because I like how you even was brave enough to go and run in the by-election. You know, that stood out to me. That stood out basically everybody. And if you need some support, you know what I mean, I'm here. You see, and another thing, too. One other thing I'm calling it about. The Bahamas Nationality Act. I listened to something on the other station last night, where we know that law is a flawed law, with them trying to give these people these false citizenship. You're aware of that, right, Naughty?
Yeah, I've heard rumors of that and rummed into that.
No, you just got to read it. I called Steve McKinney today and tell him, rerun that. It was on hard copy, but I can finish up with that. But ta-da, you continue carrying on, and we all for you, and they better leave our children alone.
And they better arrest Wayne Monroe. Thank you so much.
We gotta find out what he's smoking nowadays.
Anyway, now you need something. Yeah. Now you can't say that. I can't let you say that. I can't let you go there for them purposes, all right? We don't know the Minister of National Security smoke anything. So you can't make that statement. You can make that assumption, but it's not theoretically correct. We haven't seen anything to that knowledge, so I can't let you do that, caller. And when you call back, don't do it again. Let's get to the phone lines right there. And listen, y'all can express yourself how you want, but just remember that we do have a body called IRCA, all right? And there are some rules and regulations that we do need to apply to. And before I get to this call, I just want to get to this text. Naughty, so you into that? Mr. Producer, I can need the charger in a second, too, please. Oh, let me put the... Howard, please, my brother, when you finish your show, leave the phone on charge, Howard. Use my boy, leave the phone on charge. Stop leaving the phone on 2% battery, Howard. Thank you. If that, I apologize. But you know how I roll. I don't play. I need to get to this thing, too. Let me just get to the messages real quick. Because I had this and the phone just went completely dead almost. Yeah, but anyway, to the gist of it, here it is. So, Norty, you and Jadar don't get about the men who are dying, the sons of mother. You consider a person the sons of mothers? Well, first of all, I talk about violence against women because I feel it's not talked about enough. I spend a lot of time talking about a whole generation that has died due to the drug culture, gang violence, and so on and so forth, Texter. While you're busy talking about it, I'm actually doing it because I coach youth sports, and I try to get the young men through that arena, whether it's baseball or basketball, and get them to a better life through college or scholarships. So while I'm talking about saving the males, I'm actually doing something by getting them into youth sports. When I talk about saving females, it's because I don't want any young person in this Bahamas to come under the scrutiny or the attacks that others have come through. So we do talk about it. And yes, males are just important males. And I've heard Tadar speak about men and males being victimized. So you can't split it down the middle. And that's what I talk to the spirit of misogyny in this country.
Nobody else talks about children being raped. Who else talks about children being raped? Only the crisis center when something pop up, as far as I know. I don't hear them like talking about it all the time. So y'all people who, just like the rest of us, feel very disheartened about the murder rate that's happening. And typically it's young men between the ages of 18 and 25 that are the main perpetrators and the victims of these crimes. That's obviously something else that we haven't addressed. Maybe when we get a real minister of national security, something will change. And when the Bahamian people actually continue to do things or begin to do things and work together, that'll be an issue that's addressed.
Well, we do got to get to the break now, Tadar, but I know you're passionate about this. So, you know, whenever you need to get back on and we chop it up some more, mi casa es tu casa. But I think it's something we have to look at. The two ends of the spectrum, and in this instance, the children. We have to make, we have to have a voice, a unified collective voice.
Now, this is Bahamians, for the past, when I've been doing music for 27 years professionally, I mean, went out my door, someone will say, when you doing music again? I'm like, I'm an activist now. Like, but when you doing music again? So we have a lot of supporters and people who encourage you. Encouragement is fine, but I would like to see the encouragement for the child protection movement through you posting your thoughts, your at-home protests, putting up your signs, and using the hashtag #WeWon'tRest, because support has to be tangible. It just can't be lip service.
With that being said, let's get to the break. I appreciate you, Tadar. We'll talk
love
again soon. And now let's get to the break real quick. Flip side of the break, we'll go straight to the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Flavored Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You are looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
And a shiny world. But in some people world, you never shine at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Tell me where you gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. Praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better home? Teach them something before they lose the song. Oh, no, 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 freedom is the wrong. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
Bahamas Athletics Association, the Bahamas Alt-Island Promotion Board, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Finn Castle Media Group, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Printmasters.
Praises.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly, going to be Zooming in any minute. MJ, traveling today, doing some things real quick. Yeah, she should be back this evening. She'll be on Friday. All right? So, for all of you hitting me up there, MJ, today, hey, you don't get in between a woman traveling. All right? You leave that like that. But she'll be there on Friday, and it's all good. All right? I know when she come back, I could be straight, so that's all I give. All right. So it's all good. But you know, you missed, MJ. You missed. And we'll see you on Friday. Pearly about to chime in a second. And
girl, I'm here.
We're here. And listen, before we get into this sports section, just let me say, what I will do, in all fairness, I'm going to extend an invitation out to Mr. Raymond Rowe to appear on the show so he can express his side as well. All right? That's the only fair thing to do because obviously, you know, this is a topic that needs to be addressed. And for those of you who found it enjoyable and fired up and passionate, that's great because sometimes you do have to get passionate about things. But for others who felt it got a little bit of ruffle, I understand. So, you know, we'll level that playing field and we'll invite the Minister Monroe to come on and express his side of it. But I think it's something that we do have to continue to keep an eye on. We cannot let the youth go astray. We've lost too many over the years, both male and female. So we got to keep them focused. That's why I try to get as many into sports as I can. Get them in at an early age. Get them in there at T-ball. Get them in there at coach pitch. Get them at soccer. Get them in the flag football league. We need to bring back a basketball league, a mini, super mini. Got to bring that back. We say, Pearly.
I agree with you 100%.
We've lost too many over the years.
You know, I sit down with my six-year-old grandson, and that young man knows more about soccer than I could ever know. I mean, he tell me about Ronaldo, he tell me about Pele, six-year-old, and he anxious to get home to watch Euro 2024. So, it's a good thing, man. Got to get him.
It's another little score in the making, eh?
Yeah, man. He said, Papa, I'm the GOAT. I'm the GOAT. I said, okay. He's a six-year-old playing with under nines, so, you know.
So he might be the GOAT.
Might just be, but he playing with under nines.
He ain't playing with under seven?
No, he played with them for school, but then for extra correct, he plays with the under nine. That last week, he played in under nine league.
Nothing wrong with that, brother. Nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah.
Listen, I think that kid got great potential, man.
A couple months ago, he fell and broke his collarbone and played for an hour until the pain got too intense and he came home right crying.
Joined the club, and Donnie broke his collarbone when he was about four. And for 3 days, we didn't know because he was doing everything normal.
I think the pain just got a little too intense for him and he started complaining, you know, but he's all right now. He's back on the
and
soccer
pitch. Not that we wasn't checking, not that we, nothing. I'm good. And finally, by the third day, like, I ain't good. And then it's like, Jesus. Hairline fracture. Yeah. I broke an arm like that one time, too. Fell right out the swing, crack, running around. Only until later on, I come and moving my arm. And she, Jesus, your arm's moving. As soon as he got there, broke it. But when you're young and you're playing, you got adrenaline flowing. You sometimes leg down, you don't know what's going on until later.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes later on in life, you look at the old war injuries when they ache and when they get cold, and say, boy, I remember that, eh? I was 14, and... You couldn't tell me I couldn't clear that wall on the bike, and boy, when I tried, jumped up.
Yeah, I got a pin in my right shoulder. I feel that a lot now.
In your shoulder? I thought it was your hand. Anyway, never mind. Let's go to the phone.
You know what? Let's carry on smartly.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
God be there. Just talking away slow with you, Naughty, and Pearly.
Hey, what's up, Corn? I got to call him Corn because he like Bus Corn.
Say it again?
I like to call you Corn because I hear you like Bus Corn.
I like what?
He said, yeah, you like the bus corn, Bremen. Bremen.
Don't get me in trouble, Pearly. You don't use my boy. Anyhow, what I'm calling to say, right? Those police in the house of his family, they got to stop driving, man. You believe? Hey, they're freaking out. They're punking out. We need to change the stuff what's happening in this country, Naughty. We got to do something, because there ain't no justice in this country, okay? And then those police, and most of our families, most of them, carrying on like punks. You know what I'm saying? We need something to be done in this country, man.
All right, Brayman, you're fired up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's the sports the rest of me. Everybody fired up today, Burley. Everybody fired up.
I see that.
So let's get into it, La, like we always do.
So I see the, I don't know what the final score is. The Bahamas team is leading Montenegro by 11, by 12, 51 to 39 or something at the half. I haven't seen the final score yet.
Mr. Producer Sheldon over there. Tell Sheldon to look here, please. We can find out right now, Purdy. We'll get a impromptu breakdown from Sheldon. I know he's been following it very keenly. So we'll give Sheldon a chance to get in here, and we'll get an update on our national team. They were up at the half, though, up by 12. And that Montenegro team is formerly Serbia and Montenegro.
Okay.
But the squad is solid, man. They've got Buddy Hield, DeAndre Ayton, Eric Gordon, Franco Miller, Dayton Aubrey, Dominic Bridgewater, Donovan Freeman, A.J. Storr, Valdez, V.J. Edgecombe, Travis Munnins, Kentwan Smith, David Nevers.
Was bigging up the young kids, so they gave them an A+.
Yeah, Marco especially, man. I'm doing big things, man. I mean, Franco Miller doing big things.
Franco, yeah, he was leading the team in the first half in scoring.
And keep an eye on AJ Storr too. Not only is he going to do well here, I think he's going to get drafted next week too in the first round.
That'll be good.
Yep, I think so. I think that we have the pieces to compete. The question is, can we execute it or not? Sheldon, what's going on, man? Can you let us know, give us an update? Close the door right there for me, bro. Give us an update on the Bahamas National basketball team over there. Took on Montenegro earlier today. Was leading at the half. What's the final score?
Hey, bro. Good day to you. Good day to Bahamas. We lost today. We lost 93-80. But it was a scrimmage game.
The
NBA players didn't play at all in the second half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so DeAndre came out at half. We were leading that game by 8 points at the half.
So
then they just decided to rest all of the NBA players in the second half. Montenegro came back out, scored by 15 points in the third quarter, and they went on to win 93-80. But it's a practice game. The real tournament starts next week, Tuesday.
So you would probably envision the coach leaving those NBA players in for the duration, playing the regular minutes. So that 8-point lead could have been, expanded, obviously.
It could have been. I think it was a good strategy. You only want to get a feel of your players right now.
And it's good to get the young guys some burn, too, because they may not get the burn in the other games, but they need to be ready.
And then not only that, you want to know what you have going into next week. In those games next week, they play Poland on Tuesday.
That's, I think, Franco Miller made a good statement today.
He had a good game. He had 20 points today.
What about Storr? AJ?
Well, I didn't see any stats on Storr or VJ, but I'm sure they played some significant minutes as well. I'll have to check to see what they did.
And Storr should be draft eligible when the draft comes up, correct?
I think he should be. I see him.
He transferred to Kansas. I don't know if he's doing that one more year in Kansas.
One more year, but he probably is going to do that. He probably is going to do his last year.
Go to Kansas. So I think that makes the most sense.
Yes.
That's where you'll see him come out maybe top 10 pick next year if things go well in Kansas.
Yes, indeed. He definitely has the talent to do that.
Kansas is a great program.
Yeah, and like I said, don't forget VJ is in he's in that camp as well over there. And I'm not sure what he did.
But DJ just going to school. He's going to Baylor, correct?
He's going to Baylor. His first year at Baylor. He's going to be awesome. He's a number three recruit right now.
Yeah.
He's being top three.
And then Kai's an addition that's going to join the team later on as well, too, right? Kai Jones.
That's the hope. It isn't confirmed as yet. I see he has been a part of the final 15 that they announced yesterday. But it's not confirmed as yet. But he would be a great addition, man.
Okay, not for my sake, not for your sake, not for Pearly's sake.
Please go.
But for hardcore listener Skillaboo's sake, could you let him know that Clay is not on the team now? Clay didn't make the team? Like me and Pearly, and you told him a couple of weeks ago it wasn't going to happen?
We knew that USA Basketball wasn't going to release Clay. That was the main thing. And even if they did, they're going to ask for so much money, it's going to be hard for us to pay that.
So, right? Skill, I know you listen. I just want you to call in and say, you know what, Naughty, Sheldon, Pearly, you was right. You was right. Just go around.
We told him that from last week.
It's kind of ridiculous they won't release him. He's not going to play for them.
So I agree. And not only that, Pearly, but they don't forget they acquired Joel Embiid the same way. You know, they acquired Joel Embiid from Cameroon, and they had to pay for him. Cameroon had to release him in order for the USA Basketball to get him.
But let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. All right? That still wouldn't mean Clay was eligible to play, because does he have a Bahamian passport by the age of 16? No, if you don't have a passport by the age of 16, you still can't play, correct?
That's another thing. According to FIBA rules, only one naturalized citizen can play at a time. And right now, that player is Eric Gordon, right? So if Clay was allowed to play...
Naturalized, one, the citizen of the Bahamian descent.
No, one naturalized citizen is allowed to play at a time.
I thought he had to become naturalized to play.
Yeah, but that's FIBA rules. Only one can play at a time. He could become naturalized, but he still has the rules is only one of them could play at a time. And right now, that spot is being taken up by Eric Gordon, right? So for him to play, that means Eric Gordon would not have played, right? And right now, you know, Eric Gordon is the one who got us to this point. If you remember what happened in Argentina,
Eric right now, Eric game is more on point.
Well, I mean, Clay is one of the best shooters of all time. You know, somebody you definitely want to have on your roster. You know, and we need shooting. You know, I mean, we have Buddy there, but it'd be good to have. You can imagine the backcourt with our Buddy and Clay in the same backcourt.
Yeah.
You know, that shots all day. You know what I mean? Eric Gordon could shoot as well.
Open up the inside for DeAndre.
We could have a son, Kai Jones, Buddy Hield, Clay Thompson, and Eric Gordon. Can you imagine that starting five? That sounds like an Olympic break to me.
Yeah.
And that team would compete with any other team out there.
I agree. He might not have much of a bench, but I mean, you know, that's a strong starting five. And he could be five on the court at one time.
But right now, the team we got can still compete with anybody. At least our starters. Our problem is our depth.
I think so. I'm interested to see what they can do against Poland next week. That's going to be a huge game. They play Greece tomorrow. I'm not sure if Giannis.
I think the biggest challenge in the North now in our division, we won't play them until the championship, hopefully, is Spain.
It will be. Spain is the number two country in the world right now. Right? They have size and they have shooting. Right? And that's what you need in international basketball. Right? And, like you said, we wouldn't play them unless we get to the semifinals of the FIBA Olympic qualifier, right?
Well, no, it would happen is if we come first and they come first, we don't play them till the championship because we'll play second place team.
That is correct.
In the other division, so we won't play them if we come first. If we come second, then we play them.
That's correct. We still have to take it one game at a time. We cannot overlook Finland. We cannot overlook Poland. That's the two games.
We gotta beat them too.
That's the two teams in our group. You know, that's two games that we have to win.
If we beat them too, then we're in.
Right. That is correct. And if we lose one and we finish second in our group, then we might end up playing Spain in the semifinals.
Yeah.
So, but their goal right now is to try to win every game in front of them. And they have an opportunity to do so. So.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
It'll be interesting to see if Greece plays.
If we have an Olympic basketball team, that'd be super.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if Giannis plays for Greece tomorrow. They play Greece tomorrow at 1 o'clock, same time.
Giannis will be a very, but these are tune-up games. I don't think those guys are going to play either.
Right, and even if he does play, he might just play a half. But don't forget, Greece is still trying to qualify for the Olympics as well. Right,
so they're going to try to win this whole thing in order to qualify.
They want
to
see what they get.
That game tomorrow doesn't count.
It doesn't count, but at least they want to see what kind of mesh they have together. So they might try to play Giannis for a half, just to see how they, you know, they bond together. You know.
So,
is Giannis' brother on the team as well?
Sure he is.
All three of his brothers probably on the team. Wherever Giannis goes,
they go.
We had one of his brothers in L.A. for 2 years, hoping that we had a shot to sign him in free agency, and they had him on the bench for 2 years.
That's how it happens, Pearly.
And then when they didn't sign him, we cut him, and he signed with Milwaukee. He ran on the bench in Milwaukee.
Antetokounmpo will still be there. They'll be there.
Giannis and crew.
Giannis can find a way for his brothers to be on the team. You no doubt about that.
You know, Giannis probably looking and say, because he played no minutes, do you think he's a failure? A lot of people didn't play minutes and became superstars. What are you talking? Giannis is killing me. Giannis, all philosophical.
I was very happy to see Franco Miller scoring 20 points today, man.
Franco playing some good ball, bro.
He played some good ball. That's an addition that could be very, very vital.
And he plays in Europe on the regular, correct? He plays overseas.
He does, you know.
And that's when he's going to make his stock rise overseas, too. The better tournament he has here, the more money he can get or better position he could be in when he goes back.
Yes, indeed.
Educate me. Who's the mole? Is that not the Mobley kid who on the team? That's not one of the twins.
That's Isaiah Mobley. That's Evan's brother. He's not on the – he didn't make the final 13. I think it's because of that same naturalized citizen rule.
That's what I thought.
You know, so he's probably not a part of the cut for that. So I'm not sure if he'll be able to play next week, you know.
Okay.
Gotta keep an eye on it, though. Gotta keep an eye on it.
Yeah, and people forget as well, even though USA Basketball would have had to release Clay, you know, it still would have been up to FIBA to grant approval. That's the final step. FIBA still would have allowed to grant approval.
I think that would have been more of a formality than anything else. I don't think FIBA would have denied him playing for us if USA released him.
But you might be right in that regard, because that's what they did for EJ.
I mean, they would want to see. They would. I mean, that's right. Believe me, I believe FIBA would have pulled him for somebody other than America to win the gold anyway. So the story is the Bahamas. They'll get to the Olympics. The Bahamas makes it to the gold medal round or the medal round. That's a huge story.
But they want to see basketball develop globally, right? So, yeah, that's a part of their agenda. So, they you're right. They that would have been just a formality, and they certainly would have approved Clay to play.
Yeah, that would have been, because that's, you know, shoot. That only can help basketball grow globally.
Yeah, agreed.
I think
a small country there, wow.
But again, we're growing globally, but we have no super mini or mini. We don't have any youth basketball in the country, Sheldon.
Well, not anymore. We used to have it at one point. And I don't even know if we still have Division II right now. I think Division II might have gone down as well. Right now, it's just Division I.
Why?
You know, it's something that the Federation definitely needs to look at. I don't know if they're more reliant on high school basketball and what's happening in the schools.
But you still need to get down to the nitty gritty. You still need to get them at the early age, just like in baseball. You got to get them into T-ball.
You got to
get them in the coach pitch. You got to get them.
Those kids are playing basketball to school from primary school level. They have leagues, junior high have leagues, high school have leagues, and most of those kids are going off to play ball.
Pearly, that's at the high school level. There's no leagues, private leagues or public leagues like Freedom Farm, JBLN, those kind of things to enhance and maintain the skill level.
I would say there's a lot of recreational basketball.
The necessity is because we don't play baseball in high school.
That's true. What I would say, we play baseball in high school now.
No, but if you did go into the park and playing with a bunch of like-minded individuals at an early age and getting the park education is good. You always need that. But you also need a league to play in.
I would say this,
and you need structure.
I would say this, Anoda. We do have a lot of recreational basketball going on now with summer leagues, camps and all that, church leagues, civic organizations. There's a lot of basketball being played. Right, it might not be happening at the national level for the youth, but if they want to play, they can find a way to play.
Right.
You know? Yeah, and like I say, we have.
So just imagine if somebody did do a league,
junior high basketball league, senior high basketball leagues, then those kids going off to college. So you don't see the level of play in the B and the ninth leagues like we saw back in the 70s and 80s. Because they didn't have that avenue. Not a lot of them are getting off to college to that avenue. But now a lot of them are going off playing Division III, II, and I basketball.
We had it in the 2000s as well. Many basketball was alive in the 2000s, you know. When I first came into conference, sports,
yeah,
there was mini and super mini.
That was a criteria.
You know?
If you sponsored a team in the league, you had to sponsor a mini team and a Division II team.
That's correct.
It wasn't the players. The problem is the administrators fighting amongst themselves.
Which is always the case. Which is always the politics in sports. Politics always raids its head in this country, regardless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in politics, or sports, or religion, there's always some political aspect to it. Somebody's disgruntled for some reason or another.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
And we have far too many, you know...
Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't know if you mentioned as well, but don't forget the Nationals start today as well.
I was just going to get into that, but go ahead. Nationals do start today, correct?
The Nationals started at 5 o'clock today with the heats of the 100 meters. Tonight is going to be fire, man. The finals of the 100 meters in all divisions. Bahamians, you got to come out tonight to see Terrence Jones and Wanya McCoy go at it head to head. This could be the first time you see a Bahamian run under 10 seconds on Bahamian soil. And it's going to happen tonight, the men's 100 meter final. Both of them looking to qualify for the Olympics. Both are very close. But Wanya has already qualified in the 200 meters. But both have an opportunity to qualify in the 100 meters tonight. I hope the weather permits it. But it's going to be fire. It's going to be exciting.
I'm excited. I think I'll be there.
Now, I'm looking at, you got the Nationals there. Who are going to be in attendance? Shawnee and them going to be there, or they've already
qualified? Stephanie, she's already qualified for the Olympics. But
she's injured, right?
She's pulled up for an injury. She has a shin splint injury. that has been hampering up for the past couple
of
years.
Boy, since then, they no fun. But I had one of them in college. But when I play basketball, they are no fun.
Man, so yeah, so that's held her out for the just about the entire year. And she qualified in two events for the Olympics.
Yeah, but she had a great 2023.
She did. She probably had the best year of her career last year.
And she was injury-free. Mm-hmm. And I was always trying to keep my fingers crossed because that's the one big thing, the one knock on Anthony, injury-prone.
Mm-hmm.
Bug knows where she lives.
And she's getting older now. I'm hopeful that she could bounce back next year and have a similar year to what she had in 2023. You know, 2023, she ran placing the best times in both the 100 and the 200 meters. Right? So, you know, the expectations were high for this year because of that. You know, it's unfortunate she suffered an injury.
Is she out?
She is out. But all of the other top athletes are here. Stevie is here. Sean is here. Devin is here. Charisma is here. Terrence and Wanya in the men's 100 meters. Dreamer Audible is here. Keyshawn Strong is here. All of them are here. And the Nationals are going to be excited, man.
I see that the Olympic gear has been revealed.
Yes, it has.
Some high-tech gear, boy, let me tell you. Pull them up with the sponsorship.
It was good to see last night. That was the first time we had an unveiling ceremony of that nature last night. And they really went all out last night. Kudos to the BOC for doing a tremendous job in that. I see a couple of our athletes out there. A couple of them actually modeled the uniform. Charisma Taylor and Ian Kerr.
Yeah, right? I saw the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Stevie was out there as well last night. He had a lot
of did the Puma reps come down?
I didn't see any Puma reps, but there were some sponsors on board. Volkswagen is a sponsor. Volkswagen gave the BOC a new 2024 Volkswagen Atlas Jeep, man. I mean, I don't know if they're going to drive to Paris or what, but that was a nice looking ride, you know. And Ireland Sign is one of the sponsors as well.
They outfitted it. They wrapped it.
Yes, they did. It has vanity plates on it. You know, nice looking Jeep, like I said. They got another $200,000 donation. I can't remember the name of the sponsor right now. But he got a $200,000 donation last night for Team Bahamas for the Olympics. So that was huge.
That's good. At least the team should be able to travel in style, be comfortable, and no excuses, rest and everything. And, so I look great things from the team. I'm looking for great things.
Yes, indeed. I'm excited about the women's 100-meter hurdles. Devin, Charisma, and Denisha. All three of them qualified for the Olympics already. That's going to be hard.
Yeah, we have three in the race. I mean, out of those three, which one do you think medals?
At the Olympics? Oh, you mean at the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for two out of three. Denisha's been running very well. I'm certain she's possibly taking part in the Nationals this week. She's attempting a comeback this year. She hasn't been near the top three in terms of Denisha, Devin, and Charisma. But she could possibly get in that mix as well. And the thing about competing at Nationals, even though we have three women qualified, if one of them don't show up and Padria comes to the Nationals and qualifies, she will get that third spot. So that's why it's important for all three of them to be there tomorrow when they run.
So there's still a lot of things hanging in the balance with all of this.
Yes, indeed. The Nationals are mandatory. You have to come home and compete.
Any other athletes we should keep an eye on, Sheldon? Any dark horses, you think? Any youngsters coming up that we might be surprised with?
One athlete in particular that I like on the men's side, who I think has an outside shot of qualifying, I think he's a dark horse, is Anton Andrews in the men's 110-meter hurdles. He is very, very close to qualifying. He tied the national record at the NOLA 3.5 seconds. The qualifying standard is 13.27 seconds. So he's less than a tenth of a second off the qualifying time. I think with a little bit of a push, he could qualify under the right conditions, under the right race conditions. He could definitely qualify in that event. So I'm looking forward to that. On the women's side, I'm looking forward to Anthea Charlton in the women's long jump. I think with a little bit under the right conditions in that event as well, she could possibly qualify for the Olympics.
So there's a lot of potential there.
If she qualifies, that'll be the first time her two sisters qualify for the Olympics, right? Or two brothers or any two siblings.
That's a good point. I don't know if that's ever happened before for the Bahamas.
What, siblings qualify?
Siblings qualify for the same Olympics.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened. Did the twins do it in the triple jump? Latoya and Lathawn? No, I think only one.
I don't remember.
I think only one of them qualified in 2016. 2016, it was probably Letario and Levan Sanz. Right. Only one of them qualified. But this could be the first time you have two siblings qualifying for a single Olympics. That
would
be huge.
That would be huge. That would be kind of historic, too, for the country at least.
Mm-hmm. And Anthea, she's close to qualifying in the 100 meters as well. So she can make.
I think we had mother daughter. I think Mary Annex did one time, and then her daughter qualified years later. Is that so?
Who's the daughter again? That's right. Lindy's Clark.
Yes, Lindy's.
But I don't know if Lindy's qualified in the open 400 meters. I think she might have qualified as a part of the relay team.
4x4.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she qualified for the open 400 meters. Might have been a part of the 4x4. But you're right about that. She would have competed, I think that would have been 2008. Or might have been 2012 in London. One of those events.
I think, wasn't it in London?
It might have been London.
But like I said, there's still continued, you know, expectations for this team because there's a lot of potential. You look at the individual results that we've seen following these athletes over the years, whether collegiately or high school or international or professional level. We see the performances coming in at the Golden League meet. So obviously, if everybody should be able to do what we've been doing.
I think we could field a 15 to 20 member team. You know, we normally field about 15 to 20 members, right? If you look at it now, you have six qualifiers. Five are going with the exception of Anthony. You have the mixed 4x4 relay team. That's another 3 to 4 athletes right there, so that's 10. And we have close 5 to 10 who are close to the standards. You know, so we could field about a 15 to 20 member team in track alone, and then you have two swimmers who are going. You have a wrestler who I think is going, and then you have the basketball team.
We have a wrestler? We actually got a wrestler qualified?
I don't know if he qualified, but he might go as a part of the universality rule, which allows you to have one representation if you don't have a qualifier.
Okay. I've always wondered why wrestling has not been incorporated into schools here. Greco-Roman. We got so many young men who could definitely jump on that and run a country mile with that.
You know who was a really good wrestler in college in Minnesota and St. John's? Leviticus Uncle Lou Adley.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
A lot of people. Yeah, he represented the school in tennis and in wrestling in the day.
I never knew that. Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yep.
All right. I'm sure
University, Collegeville, Minnesota.
But Pauly, as you know, everything is centered around culture and place. We could represent the Olympics in just about any discipline.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
In 2016 in Rio, we had a robot. Don't forget. Emily Morley.
Yeah. All
right? So that was history right there. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get into
I think, what happened to the polo team? Is that folded or that's still functioning?
What happened to the what?
You're breaking up a little bit, Pearly.
Say that again?
You need to say that again. You were breaking up. We didn't hear your question.
Oh, sorry. I said, what happened to the water polo team? Is that still functioning or what?
They're still functioning, but they're functioning at the junior level, right? So,
you know, they had a special crop where they took those juniors and the seniors, and those seniors have now gone on to college. They're back to redeveloping in the youth program to get, you know, from the juniors into the seniors. But Coach Lilly will do a great job with that program. He's done it, and he knows how to restock the cabinet, Pearly. Those guys will be loaded.
He did. Coach Bobbly, he did a tremendous job with them. I think they won like 3 or 4 straight Carifta titles. Never really matriculated into the senior side because, like Naughty said, once those fellas get into the college, they venture on different teams and they get separated and stuff like that. And there was never any unity after the junior level, right? But that could be something that could be looked on for future events. You know, my thing is if it could excel at the junior level, it definitely could excel at the senior level. So, you know.
All right, let's get to the picks. Today we got some picks we got to get to, Pearly, because you're not taking us home. Today we got Rich Eisen taking us home. And boy, the New York Knicks have done it. I have joked on this show many times and said that Villanova foursome would have been awesome in the NBA. How great they were in college. They won a national championship. I watched them win a battle for Atlantis. And by God, the Knicks did it today. They went ahead to the Brooklyn Nets and traded for Mikal Bridges. So now you've got Bridges, you've got Josh Hart, you've got Brunson, and you got DiVincenzo. 4 members of that championship Villanova Wildcat college team that won multiple national championships. I think they won 2 in the 4 years they were there.
I forgot Bridges is on that team.
So the Knicks, Purdy, the Knicks in the East have instantly become good and viable contenders.
New York Wildcats.
Boy, I tell you.
And they were good this year.
I think if they didn't have some of the injuries they had at late in the season, they would have made a deeper playoff run.
No, they still wasn't beating.
They might have stopped you off from getting 18.
They still wasn't beating us.
NBA champion.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
But listen, I got to go on record and say, though, I still, the jury is still out with J.J. Redick in Los Angeles, but I've gone from forget J.J. Redick to the jury still out because of his press conference. When he dropped that F-bomb in the press conference, he kind of won me over a little bit. I was like, okay, expect this. There's some Dan Campbell foolishness right here.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with terms of putting the team together.
But what I noticed is, let me tell you something. J.J. Redick ain't no true member. Just like LeBron used him for the podcast, he used LeBron to get to this position. Don't you see him creased up under Pelinka right away from the first press conference?
Hey, that's who hired him.
And guess what? That might be a dynamic duo right there for years to come. If they're like-minded, they get on the same page, and they're focused in on winning and building a style for the Lakers could be good again in the future under these two.
Yeah, probably another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, another 5 or so. I agree. What's that?
Let's see what happens. He did say that he didn't speak to LeBron before the interview or anything like that, so let's see what happens.
When is the draft, Sheldon? The NBA draft?
Is it next week?
Tonight. I think it's next. Tonight?
It's tonight. Okay.
It's tonight?
Tonight.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. You know what I'm scared of, right?
Bronny going to the Lakers?
When we get to the 50s, here it comes.
You know, it doesn't matter because that very seldom that player will make the team, and he'd probably be in the G League. So I'm not even worried about it.
Oh, Bronny can be on the team now.
That means he got to play good enough. He got to play well enough to make the team.
If Bronny, if he's the 15 man off the bench, he could be on that team.
His name may get him drafted, but it ain't gonna get him to play. One thing you can't do, you can't hide talent on the court.
That's right. He ain't gonna play. He just won't play. LeBron only gonna play with him once to say, "My, like, I played with my son in the NBA." You know.
Well, okay. That's fine. Then sitting on the bench and name Ride Hard.
Ride Hard, eh? Lakers have a lot of building to do, man. A lot of rebuilding to do.
Yeah, I know.
We ain't worried about them. We worried about the Knicks.
You got to worry about the Heat. You got to worry about the Bucks.
The Heat is on the decline.
Okay.
You know, the Bucks can't make it
if,
work.
If the Heat had any sense, they'll trade Jimmy Butler now while he got some value.
Now, that they could do.
Send him right in L.A.
No, the Bucks. I don't know if Giannis and Lillard could play together. They have to prove it. They have to prove it first.
That's true.
Embiid is always injured.
That's true.
So, I mean, looking like another final trip for us next year.
Oh, Lord of mercy. You ain't play a game yet, you know, Sheldon. You got to play a game. And who say y'all can stay healthy?
We bringing back everybody, though.
Yeah, but you got to stay healthy.
That is true.
You had a good year. Yeah, sometimes you win a championship, the next year you have a lot of injuries.
Maybe one of it all Porzingis, though. You want him without KP?
I think you can do without him anyway.
You know, it's a big factor, you know. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I think we could be all right. We bring him back, everybody. Like I say, we're going to give Tatum that $300 million contract. You know, we're going to re-sign Derek White. We'll be fine.
Need to re-sign Derek White, but you need to re-sign him because I think he was a key factor of y'all winning.
He was. No doubt about that.
Because there were answers there that...
Well, he started to answer them from the year before, from when we played in the finals against Golden State. He had a good final series, right? And I saw the potential in them from then. And then last year, he kind of showed us that again in the series against Miami. So, definitely one of the best trades we've ever made.
Okay.
All right, let's check out these picks real quick.
What's going on with my Yankees, man, Naughty?
Boy, yeah, Yankees are Yankees. Still best in baseball, but we've had some rough moments over the last couple of days.
We've had some rough moments, yep.
If you've been letting up some football scores, to tell you the truth. I don't know. The pitching was always a concern to me. I thought we were playing with house money thus far with the pitching that we've received. But like I said, you know, the Cinderella does turn into the pumpkin at some point. I really don't want him to turn into the pumpkin at the wrong time. You need to get some reinforcements in there. Gleyber Torres, we got the bench. He's been stinking up the joint. So, let's see. Let's check out the WNBA tonight, man. They have games tomorrow.
Before you go, you know the Knicks pitching was suspect before the season started.
Correct.
You just had a good run. You just had a good run, so you never know.
All right, but let's make these quick before we get...
And by the way, you do not have the best record in baseball, okay? The Phillies got the best record.
Okay, now they do, but it ain't the Dodgers. We still better than Europe. So shut it up.
One game behind.
Yeah, but until you get it, be quiet.
Lose tonight and see what happens. But see, we got an 8.5 game lead. How big your lead is?
Big enough.
We'll be there.
Big enough. You call it, what big enough? What is big enough?
We'll be there.
We'll be there. Don't worry about that. It's big enough. Worry about your 8-game division lead, okay? Worry about that.
Okay, all right. No problem.
I like Baltimore at home tonight over the Guardians. I like the Yankees to win it tonight over the Mets. And I like the Braves over the Cardinals. Dodgers over the White Sox.
Only because Gil pitching for y'all tonight.
Heal. Louis Heal.
Yeah.
So I just call him Gil.
And I like your crusty Dodgers over the White Sox, too, because the White Sox suck.
They sure do. And what about your WNBA? You got any, get them tonight?
No, all games tomorrow.
Yeah, all games tomorrow, yeah. Okay.
Heal has been awesome this year, man. I believe he's the real deal.
Who's that?
Louis Heal.
He's, yeah. Yeah.
He still has a chance to start the All-Star game. You know, so that's how good he's been.
He has been real good.
Mm-hmm.
He has been real good. You can't kill that. He's been real good.
Isn't it something that as soon as Cole came back, we started to stink up the joint?
Anyway.
The only person that y'all got to worry about is Lugo. Lugo has got 10 wins on, so you and me may be the only one. And the kid out, the left hand out of Detroit, he pitched a gem last night as well.
Yeah, he's been pitching some ball.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of arms you need to trade for late in the season. That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit on the rebuild, they ain't gonna get rid of him.
But anyway, I seen a sign from Mr. Producer Purdy. I appreciate you. You are in tomorrow. It's all about you tomorrow. So I know you're gonna hold it down and do big things. Sheldon, I appreciate you chiming in, bringing us all up to snuff with the national basketball team and the track and field nationals.
Anytime.
And we got Rich Eisen taking us home today, man. So kick back and relax and enjoy the final 10. We'll do it again tomorrow. Purdy, it's all you. Any guests tomorrow, or are you flying solo?
Yeah, we're going to talk. No politics tomorrow. We're going to talk some women affairs tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. Purdy got his harem. I'm taking care of his harem. I love it.
Hey.
We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads with Purdy, all right? And be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it.
All right. Take time.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Living with a neurological condition define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power may get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26, and Thursday, June 27, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
You try to rest Benton D's, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Flavored Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau. That's our Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets made a trade. Last time that happened, the Nets were in New Jersey, 1983. Were they in New Jersey? Were they still in Long Island in 1983? I should have even looked that up.
Long
1983, when Len Elmore, who a lot of fans may know because he calls some NCAA tournament games for CBS, Len Elmore was involved in that trade.
Still in New Jersey.
1983, 41 years it took for the Nets and Knicks to strike a deal with one another.
We're back.
We're back. We're back. Predates forget about Kyrie Irving's fandom for the New Jersey Nets. I think it predates Kyrie Irving's existence on this flat earth.
I think you're
And so look at the Knicks and the Nets making a trade.
How about that?
And speaking of Len Elmore calling NCAA tournament games, maybe he called one involving the Villanova Wildcats when they were winning championships together in 2016 and 2018. Because the Nova Knicks, as we were referring to them in their remarkable run this year that wound up, unfortunately for them, in an injury-marred ending of a season shy of the
Eastern Conference Finals that few people expected them to make anyway, leading into the season when they were all full strength. But Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Dante DiVincenzo, former teammates for those championship Villanova Wildcats, they were referred to as the Nova Knicks. Mm-hmm. Well, the Nova Knicks just got more Nova Nicky. Because Mikal Bridges, who was on that team with Josh Hart and the Big Ragu and Jalen Brunson, he's a Nick.
Wow.
And the Nets traded Bojan Bogdanovic, who they received in the middle of the season last year, and then he's one of the many Knicks that got hurt in the playoff run. So it was nice knowing you, B-squared. He's gone, as are
a lot of picks.
Five first-round picks. And a couple of seconds got traded as well. And all I am saying is this, just to tell you, I don't care how many first-round picks the Knicks gave up. And it doesn't even involve one. No, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Because the Knicks are probably thinking to themselves, this is overall pick 18 to 25, 20 to 27. Or, heaven forbid, one of them could be the 30th overall pick. You know, that's what they're thinking. And by the way, the first-round picks, this is such an NBA thing, on the draft day, it doesn't even involve a pick tonight.
No. Why would it?
Could you imagine an NFL trade for first-round picks on draft day that doesn't involve that night's draft? Could you imagine what would be said about that?
That's the way the NBA works these days, man.
You're giving GMs ideas right
dude,
now.
Dude, no, but there's no idea. Like, there's no way somebody of significance would be traded on draft day in the NFL for a first-round pick or multiple picks that don't even involve that night's draft. But that's the NBA. So whoever the Knicks were possibly going to draft in 2025 or 2027 or 2029 or, yes, 2031. Yeah. And you can't even say they're going to be a Brooklyn Net because the Nets might use these to trade for somebody else. Listen, and then in terms of the guy that they get, guy shoots threes and defends. This guy was the Defensive Player of the Year runner-up in 2022. And after what we just saw, everybody's going to have to try and beat the Celtics, certainly if you're in the Eastern Conference, certainly if you're in their division, if you really don't even want to talk about that sort of stuff, because divisions really don't matter much anymore in the NBA. You gotta shoot threes and defend the three. Defend the perimeter when you're dealing with Brown and Tatum. And he was just shy of scoring 20 points a game. And here's the best part about it for you Knicks fans who might be wondering, how is Tom Thibodeau going to grind this guy down to dust and run him into the ground?
Great question.
Well, he hasn't missed a game in his NBA career. He didn't miss a game in college either. And how about this one? Who is the league leader in minutes played in the 2021-22 and 2022-2023 seasons? Bridges. He's used to logging minutes.
Not only that, Rich, he's never missed a game.
That's right.
He's never missed a game.
Played
he's
in all,
always there.
Played in all 474 games of his career.
Wait till Tibbs is his coach.
Never missed a game in college either. But, I mean, but what do you mean wait till Tibbs? Even if he makes him the minutes leader, it's like, oh, he's been there, done that.
Honest question. Do you trust Tibbs to coach this team now?
Absolutely, dude.
Should they just hire Jay Wright?
Just to complete the Nova Knicks.
Yeah, like, you know what okay. I mean? I saw a great tweet. The Knicks throwback City Connects are just going to be Villanova uniforms.
Right.
Why Rich not?
Pipeline.
Hey, they know each other. I love this. Look at the Josh Hart Instagram. It's a screen grab of all four guys just celebrating with each other.
Cool.
Look at Brunson's face. Like, what's up? Oh, boy. Bridges on his X account. Just put it all out there. This is crazy. LOL. Okay. I still think, you know, does this mean they're going to not sign OG Anunoby? I don't know. As you pointed out in our pre-show conversation, Chris, a lot of the guys play the same position. And
OG wants $200 million.
Fine. Give it to him. Whatever.
Give it to him.
Why not? What do I care? It's not my money. What are they? The Sphere is pumping out revenue in Vegas every single time that there's an event. Give me a break. What do you think? Dolan doesn't have it?
No, he has.
Throw it in. Put in a luxury tax. Get out of here.
We're nickel and dime football players, right? We're like, you don't deserve $50 million, even though you're the best player on the field.
I don't say that here.
I'm just saying in general. Give basketball players $200
million. What do I care? Malik Monk's making $75 million in the contract. What do I care? Not my money. And OG can play, man. Yes, sir. And he can play in New York. He's already proven that. So let's go.
So right now, Villanova like is to the Knicks what Georgia is to the Eagles.
I like it. Okay. Not bad. But not you're bad. Like fired Tibbs bringing Jay Wright.
Yes.
You know who would say no to that? You know who would say no to that?
Tibbs.
Jay Wright.
Oh.
You don't think Jay Wright rich?
What? You don't think Jay rich. Wright wants to coach
Let's
the Knicks?
Imagine nope. right now.
With all the guys he won titles with?
I'm sure he's on a golf course runway today just laughing.
You just got done saying Dolan's got a lot of money. If something, God forbid, happened to Tibbs and he couldn't coach.
Well, I mean, there's
Jay
that.
Wright, here's a bunch of kids you've already coached.
There's that. I'm not saying a fired Tom Thibodeau.
Well, not firing, but I'm, you know.
Tom Thibodeau is one of the best coaches in the NBA.
I think Chris disagrees.
Well, because he thinks he runs players into the ground and so on and so forth, and that the reason why everyone got hurt is Tibbs' fault.
I don't think you
can say that with certainty. I don't think anybody can say that with certainty.
It's true. I'm not a doctor.
But, I mean, you know, what? Everybody blames the Derrick Rose's ACL on him, and the Knicks fell apart physically. I don't think the Knicks should do anything other than run it back, get OG Anunoby, and I don't know. Can you get somebody else?
Too. Think about that.
Yeah, you're going to get Randall back, too. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Knicks.
Mitchell Robinson. Isaiah Hartenstein.
That's your boy. He needs to get paid.
That's fine with me. Pay him too.
Rich is just handing out money, like.
Dude, do you know how much a ticket in the Garden costs? That's why they all showed up in your spot in Philadelphia. Because it's cheaper. We're going to sell a train ticket.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.